and it is National Volunteer Week. And to discuss a cool thing, volunteerville.ca, Lisa McKetty joins us. Lisa, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. National Volunteer Week. I know there's a lot of weeks that have things, but you guys have kind of taken that to a new level with volunteerville.ca. Tell me all about it. What's the goal? What's the purpose?
Sure. Well, Volunteerville is an interactive website for Albertans to share their volunteer experiences. And as you mentioned, a lot of people volunteer, and a lot of people don't talk about it or maybe don't really even feel like what they're doing is volunteering. So this is a way to help people share their stories about how they give back in their community. So the way the website works, it's volunteerville.ca. And when you go onto the website, you'll see a bunch of images and tweets and stories on there. And those were all generated by volunteers across the province. So when the hashtag Volunteerville is used on your Twitter or your Instagram, those tweets and those photos will automatically show up on the website. And if you're not into social media, that's fine. You can also visit the website and manually upload those photos and stories right there onto the website too.
So are you looking for specific types of stories to try to encourage more people to volunteer?
We're really looking for anything. And while we did launch the website this week during National Volunteer Week, it is going to be a year-round thing. So it's not just to share your stories this week. Hopefully next week and next month and next year you can share your photos up on there as well. So any kind of story about volunteering, or even if you perhaps don't volunteer, but there's a volunteer who makes a big impact in your life, you can share that story as well.
That's the next one I was going to say. Because a lot of the people who volunteer, most people don't want to talk about themselves. They don't want to pat themselves on the back. So is there an area where you necessarily nominate or just acknowledge people that are doing great volunteer work?
Yeah, there's definitely a place to acknowledge it. We are looking for lots of photos and stories, but you can just submit a story. You can just submit a photo. It can be anonymous. You can use people's names if you like. It's really up to you. So it's a great way, too, for organizations to start building their social media presence and start getting, if there's a picture of somebody up there volunteering at the Humane Society, walking a dog, other people will see that picture and think, wow, I can do that, too. I love walking dogs. How can I get involved? And it's a way to connect volunteers with potential opportunities as well.
The Humane Society has volunteer dog walkers?
Oh, they sure do. It's a very, very popular volunteer role there. They actually have a waiting list for it.
Really?
Really.
I did not know that. There's not cat walkers, though, is there?
There's cat cuddlers.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Is there like bunny rabbit cuddlers, too?
I think so, and they have reptiles and all kinds of creatures there that you can go and hang out with.
Can you walk the iguanas?
I don't think so.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Now, obviously, on our station, we have a lot of people who volunteer for minor hockey and have done it for years and years and years. Not just the coaches, but, you know, the managers who book all, you know, the ice times and sometimes the hotels and the road trips and everything like that. Do you find, is that becoming harder? Is there more volunteers? You said there's a waiting list for walking, but when it comes to sports, are we ever at a shortage? Is there still a lot of people willing to step up and do it?
There's always people willing to step up, and I think there's a bit of a misconception that volunteering rates are going down, but that's certainly not the case.
Okay.
Over 55% of Albertans volunteer, so that's more than half of us are volunteering, and that's just from what we can record in a more formal survey. And there's lots of people giving back in ways that they don't consider volunteering, like serving on a board or in a more formal capacity like that, that people don't always think is volunteering, but it definitely is. So there's tons of volunteers out there and tons of people doing great things to give back to their community.
We are speaking with Lisa McKetty. She is from volunteerville.ca. If you have anybody who's a volunteer, you got some photos of the great work they've done posted up there. It's really just a way to celebrate it more than anything. Or are you planning to take this to a next level and have something more from it?
Well, there might be something next level coming down in a little while, but right now we're just collecting photos and stories and getting people to go to the website and take a look at those and share them.
Okay. Well, Lisa, I really appreciate this, and hopefully we got a lot of TSN 1260 listeners on there.
For sure. Thanks so much for having me.